Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for being part of this. Thank you so much for all your support. I really, really appreciate it. You know, sometimes it's hard to get up in the mornings and keep going when you see the absolute tsunami of lies and deceit that surrounds us. But you folks give me the motivation to ensure that I will never be silent and I'm not going to be shut up by whoever, regardless of what they may think. Now, I wanted to talk to you about the fact that there is some truth being put out there on social media by whistleblowers operating in some instances from within the dark belly of the beast. And I consider the NHS to be the beast. Now, there's a really good Twitter account called Mrs. Pharmacist, or at Pharmacist Mrs. And this person suggests they are an NHS clinical pharmacist, and they have made some really, really interesting points. One of the things which they say, which has got a fair bit of traction, I see, is that, quote, the media are claiming that most intensive care COVID patients are unvaccinated. This is not true unless they include double jabbed in the category of unvaccinated. All but one on our ward over the last few months has been double jabbed. And then she adds, I will monitor for booster rates. Well, we keep hearing this. This is one of the sleights of hand that they do by redefining what is vaccinated. Vaccinated initially was, oh, you've had your shot. Then it became, oh, you've had your two shots. But they've redefined it further to be you've had two shots plus your booster. So if you haven't had those, then you're not vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, then you're unvaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, then all of a sudden, boom, you're falling into where they want you to be. And it's pretty deplorable that they would operate in this fashion. And yet they are. Now, again, Mrs. Pharmacist goes on to say, for anyone agreeing with the NHS vaccine mandate, you have no idea of how this will impact on health services. Many of my colleagues who have had an adverse reaction to the first jab have declined the second jab and the booster jab and will continue to decline no matter what. Well, yes, this is again something that we hear time after time. I know of people, I've spoken to people who have had two jabs and they won't have the booster jab and they regret kind of having had the first two. And so this is across the piece, but obviously in the NHS, this of course is the big thing, because the government is not going to allow you to work in the NHS unless you've taken all your jabs, not just the first, not just the second, not just the first booster, but it'll be the second booster as well. And that's how they'll sell it to you. And that's coming in next spring. So the point is that the people actually who have had the experimental gene therapy, some of them have felt very unwell. We see this in the adverse reactions tables. If you choose to go and look at the UK, the MHRA yellow card system, you can see it. It's all there. So it's not as if the medics, the people at the heart of this, are all 100% enthusiastic about it. But yeah, it's good to get these whistleblowers, and it's good to, if in many regard, just get this reinforcement, really, because that's really all it is, reinforcement of that which many of us believe, namely that these vaccines are more of a problem than the virus could ever be. But yet, people who have statistically almost no chance of getting the virus are being made to get the vaccine. That sounds sinister to me. That does not sound like effective science. Once you take away someone's bodily autonomy, once you take away someone's right to decide what goes into their body, think about what that means for the future. It means that governments in the future can mandate anything and people will have to have them because people have complied and gone along with this. And we don't know in the medium to long term what the outcomes of this are going to be for all those who have been double jabbed. Certainly there's buyer's remorse out there amongst the people who have taken one or two shots. There's definite buyer's remorse. But similarly, there will be people who think, well, I mean, you know, the first two haven't worked, but common sense tells me the third one will. And that's the kind of stupidity it's very, very hard to counter. These are people who have lost all critical reasoning and have just gone down the vaccine rabbit hole. They think if they get enough jabs, sooner or later, it will do them good. Even all the time, as we start to have, you know, increasingly severe reactions to the very jab that they want to keep taking, but they don't seem to listen. So, as I said, it's good that people within, like Mrs. Pharmacist over on Twitter, blows a whistle on what she's saying, which echoes stuff that I'm told from my own contacts within the NHS, namely that, yes, the hospitals are under pressure, but the pressure is not from the unjabbed. That's such a lie. That's a colossal lie. The pressure comes from a couple of sources. The pressure comes from the fact that the NHS shut down for 18 months for many other people with many other conditions. And now those people are going back into hospital because those conditions have progressed and become worse. So there's that pressure. And then there's the pressure coming from adverse reactions to the very vaccine, which they're trying their very best to cover up. If this vaccine did everything, it was as wonderful as they say it is, they wouldn't have to cover anything up. They wouldn't have to twist facts. They wouldn't have to manipulate data. They wouldn't have to manipulate your emotions. People would instinctively know, look, this is serious, but however, this will stop me getting it and it will stop me spreading it. They've admitted now, after months of this, they've admitted, yeah, well, it doesn't stop you spreading it and it doesn't stop you catching it. So they've admitted those two things. And the other claims that they make are very nebulous and vague. But because the media and the politicians are still pushing this, in fact, they're pushing it all the more, all the harder, that means that some people continue to swallow that, which is completely impossible. And so and that's where we are, where we find ourselves. But anyway, I'm thankful for whistleblowers everywhere, and they do a very invaluable job letting us know what the real information is. You'll never hear this on mainstream media. You'll only find it if you follow platforms like this. So thank you so much for your support.